Don't Let the Old Man In, A Song, A Concept, and a Spiritual Journey by Dr. Marcia Boyd Mitchell. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, from Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24 in the NIV. In the vast landscape of music, certain songs resonate deeply, not just for their melodies, but for the profound messages they carry. One such song, Marcia says, is Don't Let the Old Man In, penned by the late country music icon Toby Keith, for none other than the legendary actor and director Clint Eastwood. While on the surface it may seem like a simple admonition to maintain a youthful spirit, delving deeper reveals parallels with a fundamental concept in Christianity, the shedding of the old man for a renewed life. The song's beginning came from a conversation between Keith and Eastwood, where the latter shared his perspective on aging. Eastwood recounted how he had once asked his close friend, "How do you keep from getting old?" To which the friend replied, "I don't let the old man in." This poignant exchange struck a chord with Keith, inspiring him to craft a song that encapsulates the essence of embracing life with vigor and vitality, regardless of age. Incidentally, Keith performed this song at one of his last performances. In Christian theology, the concept of the old man refers to the sinful nature inherited from Adam, characterized by selfish desires and disobedience to God. The Apostle Paul frequently addresses this concept in his letters, urging believers to put off the old self and put on the new self, which is renewed in the image of God, as we read in Ephesians 4:22-24. It's a continual process of transformation, marked by repentance, faith, and obedience to Christ. The parallel between Keith's song and the Christian concept is striking. Just as Eastwood's friend advised him to not let the old man in, Christians are called to resist the temptations of their sinful nature and instead embrace the new life found in Christ. It's a daily choice to walk in the light, to live by the Spirit, and to pursue righteousness. The song, Don't Let the Old Man In, serves as a reminder that age is not merely measured by the passing of years, but by the state of one's heart. Regardless of how many birthdays we celebrate, we can choose to approach each day with a youthful enthusiasm for life, a willingness to learn and grow, and a determination to resist the pull of negativity and cynicism. For Christians, this means guarding against attitudes and behaviors that reflect the old man, such as pride, greed, anger, and bitterness, and cultivating qualities that reflect the character of Christ, such as love, joy, patience, kindness, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, qualities we'll read of in Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. For young people, this song may be a bit over their heads, so to speak. They're living one day at a time and thinking about today and not worried about aging. However, this song can be a reminder for all of us that our identity is not found in our past mistakes or shortcomings, but in the transformative power of Christ's love and grace. In a society that is hyper-focused on age and aging, our real focus should each day be on walking in holiness. May we not let the old man in, but live and walk in the way Christ taught, and be an authentic example of His love to the next generation.